You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Hello, hello. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven with your host, Dr. Beast Claude Smith, and your co-host, Bishop Gregory Fly. And we're here to entertain you, teach a lesson today, and our guest will be, and later on the show, will be Darrell James Jones out of Colbert, Texas, and he'll be calling later on the show. So if you want to get into the conversation or ask questions, give me a call. Us at 614-817-5588. It's 614-817-5588 and 614-601-2096. And either Bishop Fly or myself, we answer. So if any questions, you know, be free to answer. And the music, if you like the music, let us know about the music. Let us know how much you enjoy the show. I'm going to turn this over. Bishop?
Yes, we're going to start out with prayer. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we come to you, we give you praise, and we honor you today. We thank you, Lord, for this time that we're living in, and we know, God, that it's a good time to be in the kingdom of God. We ask, Lord, that you may bless us, sanctify us, Lord Father, anoint us tonight. Lord, that your word can go forward, that your people may be encouraged, Lord, and that your word will heal them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And as I said, if you want to call us, give us a call. Call us at 614-817-5588 or 614-601-2096. And we'll be glad to answer your questions and let us know how you enjoy the show and how we're doing on the show. But right now, I'm going to turn this over to Bishop and see what class he had lesson he got for us tonight.
Yes, before we get started, I'd like to put a shout out to the School of Biblical Theology Seminary, located at 2479 Cleveland Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. It's a school that would teach you how to do the work that God has called you to do, whether you're a missionary, whether you're going into the ministry as a pastor, young people's president, usher board president, whatever your calling is, we have the training for you. And you can get in touch with us, area code 614-929-5333, or you could go on the website, biblicalseminary.org, and see for yourself what we offer. That's biblicalseminary.org. I'd like to give a special shout out to my wife, Pearline, and to the most gracious and loving saints in all of the world at Grace New Covenant Worship Center, located at 1643 Aberdeen, where the Feast of the Lord is going on.
And I'd also like to give a shout out to my friends at the St. Anne's Lab on Srock Road, especially my friend Mike. He's working in the warehouse, and then my other two friends, you know, like one's like to sit up, put his foot on the desk, and the other one, she gives him orders. So I give my shout out to them, and also to my wife, Patricia, and I asked for prayers for my daughter. She's still in the hospital, and she's still in the coma. So I'm asking prayers for her. And right now, I'm going to go ahead and turn this back over to Bishop, and I'm ready to hear some word, hear the word.
What we're going to talk about tonight is predestination. And we can be found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. And we're going to look at verse number 5. And it reads, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Christ Jesus to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. You know, so many times people say, well, what's the use? Because it's predestined. I'm going to do it anyway, or I'm not going to do it. So why should I just physically do it? But that's not what that means. Predestined is foreordained. That God knew what you was going to do before you did it yourself. David says that there's not a word on my tongue, but Lord, thou knowest it all together. He said that, you know, my downsetting, my uprising, you know, if I had the wings of the morning and fly to the uttermost parts of the earth, thou art there. You know everything about me. So when we begin to look at foreordained or predestined, it doesn't mean that God has taken our gift of choice away.
And What choices do we have to make?
Well, we have choices of right and wrong, good and evil. Those are choices that we would make. The thing is, God already knows what we're going to do before we do it. Mm-hmm. And so that factors in into his will. So when we talk about foreordained or predestined, it says that all his children would be able or are adopted into his family. That we were one time, we weren't adopted into the family of God. But when Jesus died, we came into the family of God. He adopted us in when we take on Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
Okay, that's powerful right there. We all need to be take the Lord Christ as our personal Savior, because we can go to Him when we can't go to nobody else, and we really need to buckle down and listen to what He had, what the Lord has for us, and mostly we should have a good time listening to Him. But the Lord is with us all the way, Bishop.
Yes, in verse number 4, chapter 1.
Go ahead.
Chapter 4, chapter 1 of Ephesians, verse number 4. It says that according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Now, we were chosen before the world existed. A lot of times people think, and this is kind of going out there, so I'm going to tell you this now. Sometimes people think that our beginning was when we got here. It's the beginning of our existence here, but it's not our end. And also, when we experience death, we don't really die. So the question is not when we're going to die, it's where we're going to live after we discontinue living here in the flesh.
Okay. And when we die, you know, once we pass, we go through our judgment day, or they be judging us on judgment day. The Lord will judge them and look at our good deeds.
Yeah, but the Lord has chosen us, and he has given us the power to become his sons. And because he has given us the power to become his sons, there really shouldn't be any consciousness of sin, but we should be more consciousness of righteousness.
Okay. And righteous, doing our righteousness and doing what we're down here, the Lord is watching every move we make, that I know. And I know that he's trying to build us, get us on this, so we can understand what we're doing. And once we see him, he will probably see our works and then welcome us home. A lot of times we do things, and when we're passed on, I know we worry about, some people worry where they're going after they leave Earth, or what's going to happen when they return home. And, you know, like we say, we got to get our business straight and get ourselves together before we go home.
Yes, and predestination, I told you that he does not take away our power of choice. And when I begin to think about that, let's look at Daniel. Let's look at not only Daniel, but let's look at Joseph. Now, Joseph was one of the sons of Jacob, and Jacob loved him. And Jacob made him a coat of many colors, and he had dreams, and he would share his dreams with his brothers. And his brothers would get angry with him because of the dreams and because his father showing favoritism toward him. So what they decided to do, which is choice, they decided that they would sell him. They had a choice to sell him or to kill him, and the older brother persuaded them not to kill him, but to sell him. Now, when he was sold into slavery, he went to Egypt, and there he got promoted to be in Potiphar's house, and even there, he ran into some trouble because Potiphar's wife liked the way he looked, and she wanted him. But Joseph said that he wasn't going to sin against God, nor his master, which was Potiphar, by laying with his wife. And his wife got angry, took his coat, and when her husband came home, she told her husband that he tried to lay with her, and she refused him or put him off, and he ended up in prison. That don't seem like it was a real good deal for Joseph.
No, it wasn't. It seemed like that's happening today. What's happening during the time of Joseph, and that is happening today. And a lot of our people that we that we try to trust or do things for, there's always a way they don't try to do something behind our back. If we don't do what they want them to do, they're going to make up some type of story and get the guilty, the innocent in trouble. And that's why so many people today are hurt, injured, and some of them behind bars because of false accusations that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And when sometimes, there are times you have to kind of, I'm going to speak from experience, sometimes when people do that, I have to walk away, and you know deep down in your heart, inside, you didn't do it, but you just got some people that will do anything to try to get you in trouble or do anything to try to get you to do things because you do things you don't want to do, and they're mad because you at you because you can't because you're not don't want to be with them, and they try to control you in some way.
Yeah, we have the power of choice. We have the power of choice. I want to just finish the story because with Joseph, that wasn't the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
We find that he was in prison, and the butler was there, and the cook was there, and one of them had a dream. And Joseph was able to interpret the dream that one of them's head was going to be cut off and the other one was going to return back into his position. So we find that when the king had a dream and he needed an interpreter of the dream, that they remembered that Joseph was in jail, and he told him how Joseph had interpreted his dream and how it came to pass. And then the king wanted to say, well, okay, well, let's bring him up here. But they couldn't bring him up there the way he was, just fresh out of prison. They had to clean him up because he was going before the king. And as he went before the king, Joseph began to tell the story that there was going to be 7 years of plenteous, and then there was going to be 7 years of famine, and that during the time of plenteous, they ought to be saving for the time of when famine came. So we find that the king put him in charge. He made him third in charge of his kingdom, and that was his job. So when the famine came, they had plenty to eat. They were prepared. But Joseph's brothers, his family, came to Egypt, and they recognized Joseph, and they thought that Joseph was going to kill them or take revenge on them. But Joseph said, am I a God to you? I don't have the right to do this. Don't worry about taking revenge. I'm not going to take revenge on you. For what you meant as bad, God meant it as good, because God placed him in the place that he could help them and bring them out. A lot of times we look and say, well, I don't have a choice in the matter. You always have a choice whether to do the right thing, and God knows what we're going to do. So when we say predestination, you're not programmed like a robot or somebody that don't have a choice, or like somebody that just act on instincts. You're not that person. You're the person that considers the mind and the will and the word of God and decide from that what you're going to do.
And when you do that and decide when things come, somebody give you a warning. It's best to be take heed of that warning.
Mm-hmm.
And if it goes, they listen, you let it go out of one ear into the other ear, then you're stuck. And then you get back and say, well, I should have listened to, and that was a warning to me, but I did not listen to the warning or hear to the warning, so I went on my way. And after I got on my way, then what? You're stuck right where you were. But sometimes we have to stop and listen, because the good warnings do help, and warnings do help you, Bishop.
Yes, not only do warnings help us, it helps us make decisions. whether we're going to do the right thing or whether we're going to do what we really want to do. And sometimes the things that we want to do is not the right decision. We have to depend on the leading of the Spirit of God. I just want to talk about David. David was a young lad that was anointed king, and his father sent him to see about his brothers because they were at war with the Philistines. And there was a champion in the camp by the name of Goliath. We all know the story that when David got to the where the fighting was, that the army of Israel was at bay. They were scared to go out and fight this giant. And David said, well, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that would dare to defile the army of the living God? He was making a choice. He wanted to know, who is he? And the thing that I like about this story is that David never called him by his name. He referred to him as an uncircumcised or one without covenant with God. So who is this uncircumcised Philistine that would dare defile the army of the living God? He found out that the king had put a decree that whoever would fight him and win, that he would give him his daughter to wed. And so David went to the king and said, well, let me fight him. But because he was just a child, the king saw he was reluctant in letting him fight. But what he didn't recognize is that David was anointed to do what he did for that particular time. You know, sometimes we don't know our worth. We don't understand that we're anointed for this time, for this season. God has anointed us to do what he has called us to do.
And when God calls us to do something, people, we should take the job serious. Because there are a lot of people that have been called by God to do things and have not done it. And there's a lot of things God has worked for all of us to do. We're not here just to walk around on earth and get up in the morning and go to bed and have enjoyed. But there's a job that God has for all of us to do. Each one of us have a job to do. Whether you like it or not, it may give you a job that you enjoy, but sometimes you get skeptical that you don't know if you can do that job or not. And sometimes you have to try to understand that job, he give you that job, the job is meant for you.
Uh-huh.
And nobody can come in, because there's a lot of people, some people, just like Joseph, when he got his position, the king gave his position, a lot of people, so there were people that didn't like it because he got that position.
Mm-hmm.
And he got that, and this is the way it is today. You could be doing things that's pleasing and to other people, and some people that see what you're doing, they tell you, hey, I want to do that myself. And they want to get involved with it. I like what the way he is, and I like the way he carries himself. And then then they will go for it. But on the other hand, you got your enemies or the people that don't see you going that way. They don't even want you to get involved with them. Man, that's no good. I'm not getting that. Man, why don't you do something, blah, 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 blah. But if you stick to what God gave you to and stick to the talent, what he gave you and whatever you gave, you'll come out on top. And you'll be surprised what God has in store for you. Okay, bitch.
Yes.
No number.
Just like with Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they refused to bow down, they made a choice to disobey the king because it was wrong that they would bow down to an image that was built with hands. And the king was so angry with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that he took them and threw them into the fiery furnace. Now, God knew that they were going to be thrown because it was predestined. It was preordained that they would be thrown into the fiery furnace, that the glory of God could be revealed. When we listen to the story, or when we read the story, we found out that as they were being pushed into this fiery furnace that was seven times hotter than it ever was, that this particular time, God had a remedy. The men that was pushing them in the fiery furnace, they perished because of the heat. That should have told them something was wrong right then. They're dying, but the ones they're trying to put in the furnace, they're not dying. They're not getting burned. Their hair is not being singed. Nothing is happening to them. They pushed him in that fiery furnace, and the Bible said that when the king looked out and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he said, I see a fourth person that looks like the Son of God. God will get into our situation with us. He never leaves us and he never forsakes us. He's there during the low times. He's there during the high times. He's there during the times where it don't seem like he cares one way or the other, but he's there with us. He got in the fiery furnace with them. He absorbed the heat and allowed them to come out. They had to cut him loose and bring him out because they couldn't die because he was there. You know, and that tells me a little lesson here that, you know, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego came out, but the fourth one didn't come out. And I like to think that he's there waiting for our fiery tests and trials that we're going through. He's there to let us know he's going to be there and go through them with us.
And that is true, even though some of my ex-GI buddies, my ex-GI friends that went during the time with the Vietnam, and they would tell me stories about how bullets be flying around them and everything. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends, his name is Clarence, and he told me this, say that he was in the foxhole, the bullets came, and a bullet hit his chest, and he thought that he was gone. But when it came out the hole, when they got to him, he had his Bible in his left shirt pocket, and when he pulled the Bible out, the bullet had hit the mm-hmm. Bible. Mm-hmm. And I believe that was, he said God had saved his life through the Word of God. Mm-hmm. That bullet stopped it. And then there's another thing I would like to say, We got to try to obey God and do things that He asks us to do, because at the end of the rainbow, there is a very, very big blessing to give us, and a nice blessing to give us, because we have to learn that when He blesses us and shows us His love, He's showing us His love.
He shows us His love. By the fact that we're in Him, that we were chosen from before the foundation of the world, before the world began, we were chosen to be in Him and be a part of Him. We were chosen to come on the earth for Him and do some things spectacular and supernatural for Him. But I think that if we ever come to the realization as to who we are, then this would be a better world, and we will defeat Satan. But as long as Satan can keep us blind to who we are, then we're dependent upon ourselves, and we cannot fight Satan, because Satan is a spirit, and we need the Spirit of God in us to teach us how to fight.
Yes, we do, and the Spirit of God will protect us, because there's a lot of enemies. We have a lot of enemies that's against us. When they know that you're doing the right thing for the Lord, we have a lot of enemies that just don't want, that will stop you and try to do everything they can to keep you from going. But you got to be strong. You got to get up. If you get knocked down, you got to get up, shake it off. Keep on going. Because what you're doing will help, maybe to help others to get where you're trying to get. We're not all perfect, but we're going to try to get where we're supposed to get, trying to get where we are and get. And I believe this, that the Lord is with us all 24/7, even though when we get up in the morning, the way things are going now, the Lord is always be with us. So He's waiting for us in open arms. Bishop.
Again, I want to encourage you to call in. Give us a call. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know if you like it or if you don't like the subject matter, or if I'm not explaining it to your understanding, or you don't think I'm right, give us a call. 614-817-5518. That's 614-817-5518. You know, it's good to be in the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. It's good to be living during these times. I know that they're troubling times, but we don't worry as other people worry, because we have the Lord on our side, and He is our provider. So we're not looking for man to take care of us. God will. He promised. We take the burden off of ourselves, put the burden on the Word of God, put our faith in God, and God obligates Himself to take care of us.
And He is waiting for us each and every, He is waiting for us each and every day with open arms. And as Bruce said, if you like the conversation and the music we play, please give us a call, 614-817-5588. and 614-601-2096. And give us a call if you like what we're teaching and what we're playing right here. And we sure appreciate it, because it's not for us, it's for you. It's for you to enjoy in the evenings, because sometimes you may have, maybe you enjoy what you hear. And it's a good lesson. Bishop?
Yes, again, I want to encourage everyone that's under the sound of my voice to find out exactly what the Lord has called you to do. We find satisfaction, and we find peace, and we find even prosperity in doing the will of God, because our prosperity is in His will. So when we do what He say, then He takes care of us. He provides seed to the sower. What that means is that if we give, that God would, He makes sure that we have to give. He's not going to allow us to give out without Him giving back to us. Now, that doesn't mean that every dime you get, you got to go to the store and buy you a new suit, buy you a new dress and a pair of shoes. No, pay your bills and try to pay them on time, and so God can get the glory out of your life, and that your testimony will be strong inside the church and outside.
Yeah, because what God give us, help us pay our bills when we have a job. We get blessed with that job to pay our bills. And don't forget to pay your tithes to church on Sunday morning, because without that, without paying your tithes and doing things, they will, that helps the church out. And, you know, we all got bills, and some of them we have to help. We can help the church out too. But once you do something like that, God will bless you with it in full force. And you know, we need to learn to help each other out, Bishop.
You know, the Lord knew all of these heavy hitters as far as wealth is concerned before the foundation of the world. He knew them, but they all made choices to do some things right for the Lord. You know, most of your millionaires, they tithe. Your big companies, they tithe. And they give back to God that 10%. Some of them give more than that, because I know a minister that told me that, you know, the Lord has blessed him so much, giving 10% was an insult to God because of how He had blessed him. So I don't know what percentage he gives, but he gives more than that. But if we start off with that 10% and give it the way God wants us to give it, He promised, His word is sure, it's impossible for Him to lie. He promised that He will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there wouldn't be room enough to receive. I don't know about you tonight, but I still got some room in my house to receive more blessings from the Lord.
Yeah, we both do. We both do. And I'm waiting for more blessings from the Lord myself. And we both do it. We both are looking for the Lord to give us a blessing each and every day. I get a blessing from when I wake up in the morning and go to work and get off from work. I get a blessing when I got a blessing when He blessed me with this show, and I get blessings all the time. I got a blessing with my good friend Bishop Fly. The Lord blessed me with him, and my producer, and you know, ever since then, they say count your blessings every day, and sometimes so many blessings that you'd have, you hardly ever can't count them, because sometimes they come. Their blessings come out of nowhere. You don't even know how it got
there.
That's true. I mean, you could be sitting down watching TV or sitting down thinking about things, and all of a sudden, say, I think I'm going to check on something, blah, blah, blah. You don't pay no attention to it. You just let it well. Mm-hmm. I think I'll just check and see what's what. And then sometimes you check it and find out you got bored of what you got. And that has happened to me, because I have something now that I don't check on it that much. And one time I said, let me check on this, you know. So I checked on it, and it was a nice blessing. So, you know, we have to count our blessings and be surprised. I mean, don't be looking for them, but, you know, you never know. The blessing that you're looking for may not be the one that you want, may not be the one you want, might be another blessing better than that one. Bishop?
Yes, and, you know, We grew up saying that the poor would be with you always, but He didn't mean poor in money necessarily. You know, there's many ways to be poor. You can be poor in spirit. You can be poor in what's going on in your home. These types of people will be with us always, but it don't have to be you.
Okay, our Facebook friends and YouTube friends, time is winding up. So, Bishop, anything before we leave off?
Yeah, again, I'd like to invite you to look at our School of Biblical Theology Seminary. Go to the website, biblicalseminary.org. That's biblicalseminary.org. Check out and see how we can help you.
That's right. And I can say, check us out. If you want to like the conversation, the words you talk, please call us at 614-817-5588 and 614-601-2096. And we'll be glad to help you. For all our first friends, hey, we'll look for you next time.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Okay, welcome to Talk Time Radio, and this is Stairway to Heaven, and we are here to entertain you and with music and words of wisdom. And that you may be able to follow to help you out each and every day. If you enjoy the music and the words that we're getting, call us at 614-817-5588 at 614-601-2096. Our special guest today, which hopefully he'll get to, his name is Daryl J. Jones from Colbert, Texas. And he is a promoter from different groups and down there in the radio station. He helps out different DJs from gospel radio stations across the nation. So we're going to wait on him. And Bishop, you have anything to say?
Yes, I would like to say to our audience to mark your calendars for next year in October, where we are looking to have a gospel explosion. And so just mark it down, just save the date. We haven't come up with the exact date yet, but we're working on it. But if the Lord's will, we should have something big to say concerning about October.
Yeah, about the gospel explosion. A lot of people ask me about that gospel explosion. They ask me for one thing: are you gonna bring the mighty gospel travelers back here? Yes, I'm going to try to bring the mighty gospel travelers back here. Also, you know, it's a lot of groups that's going to be that we're going to be, and But like I said, we're working on it. We'll let you know who's going to be here, who's going to be here, who's not going to be here, probably some locals. And we'll let you know what the title we're going to give, but it will be great, looking great for it.
You know, sometimes when we say locals, people have a turnoff, but we have some good local music here in Columbus. Some of these young men and women are excellent singers. They've been singing all their lives. They're anointed to do what they're doing, and you will be blessed for sure. So don't let that local turn you off. Just know that it's going to be a blessed time in the Lord and in the house of God.
Really, I'm going to put it this way. I'm going to drop that word local. I'm going to say it this way. They are professionals, semi-professional groups. Okay? This is Rhonda and the Flaming Stars. Singing, I'm on a mission. Okay. All right. Bye. Okay, that was my guest. Daryl Jones, and he just called in, and he's on his way to the airport. But soon as he get a chance, he will be calling us in there. He said he almost forgot. He was in the shuttle. He forgot on the shuttle bus.
Okay.
But he said he will be calling us in a few more minutes. When he get down, because he's driving, so he will be calling. I told him 5 or 15 minutes he should call. He'll be calling us. We got 15 minutes left, so I'm looking for Daryl to call back. I'm glad he did call, let us know what's going on, because I'm about to get up and give up on. But Daryl Jones is a gospel promoter, and he promotes different groups from around the nation. And this group here is this is Skylar Patterson. He produces him also.
Okay.
And he also produces us.
Okay.
This is Veronica called. Here we go again. This song called Me and Jesus.
My. A song we did a long time ago. Some of y'all might remember this song. You know, back in the late 90s, we had an old way of singing that song, and that was all right. But we're gonna do this the old way, and we're gonna come back and do it the new way. And the song goes something like this, listen. Me and Jesus. Ah, yeah. Remember that song, huh? Can we say it again, y'all? Listen. Ah, me and Jesus. Well, 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 well. We go a long way back. Hey, hey, Lord. We go a long, 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 long way.
Okay, that was Veronica and the Flaming Stars singing Me and Jesus a Long Way Back. And we're still waiting for Daryl to call back because he's on his way to the airport because he goes everywhere. I'd like to say this because I should have mentioned it at the beginning of the show, but I'd like to say this. How many remember Amanda Hanna, the singer and manager of the Amanda and the Golden Gospel Singers, Amanda and the Golden Bells? Well, her funeral is tomorrow at Refuge Baptist Church at 10 o'clock. I played for Amanda for about 12 years before I went on the road, left here, went with the Gospel Heavyweights. And she passed last week. She died of cancer. And her son, I talked to her son about 3 or 4 days ago. And Amanda's going to be missed. You know, she's well missed. I mean, she was like a sister to me, sister to me. Her and her husband, they were both, I mean, they had beautiful hearts. I mean, when the professional groups came here, they went to her house. And a lot of them she brought, if you can remember, she brought the Canton Spirituals here. She brought the Pilgrim Jubilee here, Slim and Supreme Angels. She brought Lud Cedric and the Haley Singers here. And the list goes on and on and on, the groups that she brought here. She was also on she had a radio show with a radio show, and I can't think, I forgot the guy who he was, Eddie Saunders. She had a radio show with him. And, you know, her husband died 2 years ago now. She's following Richard. I hope her and Richard, they're probably in heaven now singing for the Lord together, you know. Amanda was, like I said, she was, I mean, real, she was a very, very dear friend to me. And it was me, Richard, Sandy Taylor, another lady named Rose, and another lady named Phyllis. Phyllis is gone, Richard's gone, Man is gone. It's only leave me and Sandy, and Bruce, another guy named Bruce. Only members of some more members of the Golden Gospel. We're the only ones left of the group. And I like to say that my heart goes out to Tony Jr., Richard Hannon Jr., Reverend Richard Hannon Jr., and my heart goes out to him because, that was the only child that they had.
Okay.
But tomorrow is his mother's funeral. Now, tomorrow I will be there to support him and be there at Refuge. I will support him because I have to be there because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have got where I was at.
Can never forget those who open doors for us.
You never can.
Here we go again.
This is Ronica again, and me and Jesus, and
the song says me.
We all go a long way back, and
you know, some of y'all might remember this song.
Yeah.
Y'all, I had a friend of mine to come help me do this one. The late, great Pastor Sean Jones. Y'all clap your hands while we sing it.
Lord, I really want to thank you, Lord, for blessing.
This is Pastor Skylar Patterson and Sean and the late Pastor Sean Jones. Okay, that was Skylar Patterson and the late Pastor Sean Jones Stay With Me, Lord. Those three, I'd also like to mention, remember, don't forget that Gospel Explosion will be next year, along with the Keys of Harmony and Men of God. We're going to try to get them on there. Try to get them, and we're going to be working on it because I wish, hopefully, one day, I'm looking to bring the groups that we're playing today here, and we have a goal that we get the gospel in that Commons Park down there. That's why I'm looking for that, and I hope that happens.
Come by here, my Lord.
These guys are from Houston, Texas. The group is called For the Lord.
Come by,
All right. That was, like I said, that was the group called For the Lord, and they're out of Houston, Texas. And as I said before, hopefully, don't forget, I'd like to say hello to my wife and my friends and the people on the job. And I also like to say that we'll be looking out for the Gospel Explosion next year. The Keys of Harmony are singing again. We'll let you know where the next concert is going to be at. And, you know, like I said, Bishop and I, my manager, we will be talking about it. And we'll be keeping you informed about where it's going to be and everything. Meanwhile, I'm going to try to get to work on a deal with one of these groups that we just played and see how much it costs for them to get them up here. But it's not, like I said, like I'm telling you now, well, I will try to get the Mighty Gospel Travelers back here next year. So I'll be talking to Mike soon.
I'd like to promote, I don't do this very often, Grace New Covenant Worship Center. We say that there is a word from God, and we'll love you so many ways that one of them have to be a way that you like. Come in and enjoy the praise team and the preach word and the fellowship of some loving people. That's 1643 Aberdeen, Columbus, Ohio, Grace New Covenant Worship Center.
Okay, Set Way of Heaven is brought to you by the Refuge Baptist Church and the Keys of Harmony. And we're very glad to be here, very glad that they are part of this. Even Bishop's church is part of it, too. His church is part of it, too. He just mentioned his church, and it's part of it, too. So it's brought by all three. And, hey, be looking for it. So if you give us a call, like what we do, pray all this at 614-817-5588 at 614-601-2096. And that she's still praying for my daughter. She's still in a coma, and we're hoping that she will come out of it. So, you know, I'm still down in the dumps, but I'm trying to be strong for her son and I. And, hey, please pray for us and pray for every other family. Bishop.
Amen. Remember those that are sick and shed in here and everywhere. Remember all of those that are fighting COVID-19, those that refuse to get shots. So let's remember them. That the Lord would touch their hearts and their minds. And we pray for the scientists that the Lord would give them ideas and different ways of looking at it to come up with a remedy. But we know that really all it takes is a word from God and this thing will be turned around. So just continue to pray and ask the Lord. When you ask him, believe it. Have faith enough to believe that God will hear your cry. Walk in his word. Plant good seed and you will have a bountiful harvest.
Yes, do that because I work with scientists every day. And, hey, they do their thing. By the way, let me say this. If somebody don't have a smile, give me yours. And also another thing I like to say that, you know, that the mind is nothing but the garden. What you put in it grows. But don't think no bad stuff. Think some good thoughts. And, you know, like the song just said, we got to be thankful for our blessings, you know. And, hopefully that, like I said, you know, I like to say this, and I'm going to say this to Bishop right on the air, that I'm really, really, since he's been on this show, I'm really, really enjoying. I'm learning a lot from him, And, you know, it's good that he's here. And like I said, Bishop, we will be working. I'm not going to leave him out on anything that, you know, because I'm going to have to call him and get with him, and him and I and the manager, Joe Woods, we are going to sit down and try to plan this thing out for next year. My wife, she's getting involved in it because she always try to get, she got some kind of concession thing going on. She had business coming to the shop, present what they got.
Amen.
And whatever they selling, you know, I don't think she have them sell it. The last one, I don't think any of them sold anything, but she let them, they show what they had, present them. So her and I talk about it, but you know, I'm going to have to try to see how much one of these groups come to get here.
Okay, all
right. Right. But anyway, this is a group called Working for the Lord from Houston. I should just sit back and listen to them.
Y'all say it just one more time. Y'all got to keep on. Right now, I keep on
pressing.
Oh,
all my blessing
till it comes.
Till it comes. I want to say. I got a press, and when times are bad, I gotta keep pressing, even when I'm feeling sad. There's a reward in my present I'll get one day. Present time will soon be over, then I'll get my pay.
For my blessing,
yeah.
Till it comes.
It's present time, it's present time.
Till it come.
I gotta hang on to see what the end gon' be. That's all.
Till it come.
Sometimes I don't know how I'm gonna make it. I keep on.
Till it come.
Now look at here. One more thing I wanna say right here. So if you feel like your blessing is in vain, stop feeling that way. Your reward one day you claim. So when you get up in the morning, start your day out right. Keep on pressing for your blessing, and you'll be all right.
For my blessing. Till it come.
You gotta start right now. Own up and start right now.
Blessing,
till it comes. Now look here, one more thing I wanna say, man. You gotta learn how to press when you don't understand. You gotta learn how to press when you've done the best you can. Keep on pressing,
keep pressing, keep pressing,
keep on pressing.
Keep pressing,
keep on press.
Keep pressing, keep pressing,
keep on press.
Keep pressing.
Some good news.
Keep pressing, keep pressing,
it's in your press.
Keep pressing, keep pressing,
some good news.
Keep pressing, keep pressing,
it's in your press.
Keep pressing, keep pressing,
happy time.
Keep pressing, keep pressing,
it's on the way.
Keep pressing, keep pressing,
happy time.
Keep pressing, keep pressing,
it's on the way.
Keep pressing, keep pressing,
some good time.
Okay, that's okay, Bishop. Then I'll let you finish it out for us.
No matter what you're going through, no matter how hard it seems, whether it's family troubles or financial troubles, we're not going to call them troubles. We're going to call them challenges. Whether it's spiritual challenges, know that one thing: that God is on your side. Invite Him into your situation and speak to that thing that you're going through. Say what the Word says about you, and not what the enemy is presenting to you, and everything will be all right. So keep on keeping on with the Lord. Trust in Him. Love Him with all your heart, with all your might, with all your spirit, and watch Him love you back.
Okay. And if nobody don't love us, we love you. And thanks for listening in. And, we just keep listening and listen to what we got to give. Because, you know, we always try to do our best, and we're doing it out of our hearts, and we're doing it for the love of God. And we want to get God's message out and let people, let Him listen. So anyway, this is Dr. Bass and Bishop Fly. We can say, have a blessed day and have a beautiful evening. Thank you.
Amen.
That you are not alone. The Lord sits up high, and He sees.